Baseline Marketing Breakouts, the podcast channel that brings you the best online marketing tips.
We are back today with another Baseline Marketing Breakout, and we have Monica with us this afternoon to discuss why it is so important to create good content. Monica, what made you choose this topic, and why do you feel it is so important for marketers today?
Thank you, Rebecca. I decided to write about this because talking to our clients, you know how we have so many different clients from different backgrounds, yes, with different levels of experience and that work within different industries. But despite of all this diversity within them, there seems to be a common issue that all our clients face. And there's two common issues, basically. The first one would be that they create content. It's hard for them to create content around an unfamiliar subject. And it's also hard for them to find the motivation to do so when they actually don't know about the subject and they have to spend so much time researching, time that they don't have because they're all SMEs, so it's all small and medium-sized companies. Yeah. So I actually wanted to sit down and help all our customers and our readers by giving them the tips that we here at Baseline Marketing follow ourselves in order to avoid stress and ensure high quality when writing content. Mm. So the blog that I wrote has 9 tips, so people can go and read all of them. I'm going to give the 4 main ones that I think are a good overview of what I was talking about. So the first tip that I would give our listeners here today is that they should brainstorm. Brainstorming is the main thing that they should do. Have a list with bullet points in order to build the foundation and roadmap and stay focused on the subject that they are going to write about. After brainstorming and deciding on the topic that they want to write about, they should do a keyword research that actually goes hand in hand with SEO, search engine optimization. So doing a keyword research will help people check what people are searching for around the chosen topic. Mm-hmm. It will give them more ideas to write and narrow down the content that they can find. And also, it's a really insightful tool for using those keywords that you have researched before within the content. Mm. So once you have the content up, you start ranking in Google and all the different search engines because you have used the keywords that people are searching for.
Okay.
And your content will be found.
Okay. So that is that's important.
Exactly. That is one of the key messages here. And then the other thing would be appealing to emotions is actually very, very good, because people feel understood if they're facing some issue that you're writing about, and they actually come across your blog post, for example, and you show empathy.
Yes.
So that is actually something that will attract them. And the last thing that I would recommend would be to keep your personas in mind at all times, because this will help people create a content that is relevant to the target audience.
Okay.
So those are the main tips that I have for you today.
Thank you so much for sharing them
Thank you, Monica.
Please check out the website if you've got any more queries on Monica's blog today. Thank you.